Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Welcome to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. The theme for our program today is entrepreneurism in retirement. And it's nice to have my wife with me, my life partner and my business partner in many ways. And we'll be talking about how entrepreneurism might look in retirement. Hey, Joyce.
Hi, Len. Nice to be with you again.
All right. And how does it feel to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I can't really say that I'm an entrepreneur, but I would say that I'm more like the hands and feet.
Hands and feet and some ideas.
Oh. Just help. Give me your ideas and I'll help with moving them along.
Okay, it sounds like maybe a sort of entrepreneur. So, you know, I think of when we started our business in 2002, and had a situation where I had to leave my employment and start my own business. And those were tough times. Here 20 years later, we're in the fray, and things have turned out just fine. Thank you. Prior to starting my business, I didn't really plan to be an entrepreneur. That really wasn't my plan. I was just really focused on being a husband and father. When we were dating, we did talk a little bit about my dreams, about business, about finances and all that. Do you remember anything about that?
I do recall you wanting to start your own business sometime down the road. And kind of wanted to assure me that you would provide for my needs, whatever it is down the road. And, would I be wanting to join you in that? And so that was one car ride that I remember you just sharing your vision and dreams for whatever that would be down the road.
You know, it's interesting that you say the word dream, because really there's so many things attached to dreams when we're going through life, when we're in retirement. We at Delaware Retiree and our financial services company, Dedicated Financial Services, talk about life goals, hopes, and dreams. And dreams are so important, because dreams give us excitement. Dreams give us some hope in our future. Dreams keep us energized to fight a good fight, or just push towards something and break through trials and difficulties. So dreams are, of course, very, very important. And one of the problems I have found is that often people's dreams die, and they don't nurture those dreams. Those dreams pass away, or maybe just wasn't the right time. So for many folks who are retired, this could be a time to rekindle some dreams. Maybe those dreams are related to some hobbies they had, some interests they had, maybe even some business ideas that they never pursued. And this might be the time to do that. So it might be helpful to look at what are some essential characteristics of an entrepreneur. And for our listeners who are saying, I always want to be in such and such a business, or provide this or that service, or make one thing or another and make a little side business from it, it might be helpful to think about what are some characteristics of an entrepreneur before folks get involved in something and are in an uphill climb. So what do you see as some essential characteristics of an entrepreneur? And maybe look a little bit at me, because maybe I'm a picture of an entrepreneur. I don't know. I'm not just saying I am or not. But how would you characterize an entrepreneur?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind for me is this person has a vision for what it's going to be. And that vision is supported by a desire in their own heart to see where that's going to lead them. And that desire, I think, provides the determination to see it come to fruition. And I think the drive to continue what it takes to see that vision through are really some of the basic characteristics, I think, of entrepreneurs who want to see something come to happen.
Yeah, see something come to its end result, to its conclusion or fruition, right? So, those are great. I like the vision. I like that things start with vision, and whether someone's an entrepreneur or not, you know, it's always helpful to see how things may look down the road. But I agree that's indispensable. But you know, for me, I think there are some other ones that are really important. One, I think, is just the ability to be mentally flexible and creative, because it's one of those things. You know, when the doors close, you know, get through the window. That's not designed to be clues for how to break into people's houses. It's designed to be, you know, be a problem solver. You know, how else can you do that? How can we circumvent this problem? Okay, this didn't work. I still have this vision, or maybe I modify the vision. Maybe some of the details related to that vision have to be modified, or refocus. So I think that's really, really important. And I think another part of this is there's this, I'm not going to say it's a recklessness, but there's a penchant maybe for risk or disregard for risk. Maybe that's a way to look at it, a disregard for risk, or certainly being non-adverse to risk. And when the vision and the business requires financial success, I'll say it again, requires financial success. Well, goodness, you have to have a lot of guts to do that, right? And then I think one other thing is just to talk about bringing people alongside you in that vision, to be engaging with folks. And love to get your thoughts on that, as we've been in business together and you had to come alongside, and we've had different employees who are part of our team and customers come alongside us, clients come alongside of us. Talk a little bit about that engagement with people coming alongside of you.
I think it's important to have a support system that is able to also help perform the task that's needed, but is also finding their contributions to be what is moving your business along as well. And I think that's important, that we have teamwork that causes us to all work together towards that end.
That's a great point, because, you know, it's really hard to do things by yourself, right? You have a vision, and what's interesting, you know, as one person, you always have a vision. You always have the vision as one person, but sometimes you need many hands to see that through. And also, I think it is helpful to keep in mind as an entrepreneur, to be flexible in your vision and to change that vision based on the folks that come across. Let them speak into your lives and let them speak into your life and make that dream, that vision, a fuller dream with maybe some different perspectives. So we have many of our listeners who perhaps recently moved to Delaware and are in their retirement years, or maybe they lived here for a while, but they're saying, yeah, I'm done with working, I'm done pursuing income. Why might someone want to start a business in their retirement years?
They may want to start a business by thinking about what they've enjoyed doing in the past. You know, sometimes when you work, you have stuff you need to do, you've got to pay the bills, but the thing that brings you enjoyment usually gets pushed off to the side till you have more time. And retirement provides that time frame now to reflect and see what it is that you enjoy doing and maybe have that enjoyment be that new business.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I would suspect it's tied to a dream they had sometime in their life. Maybe they dreamed of having a business or dreamed of doing something that had a financial opportunity. And so our dreams often are latent in things we want to do, we want to accomplish, maybe related to business opportunities. And so I think it's important for our listeners to think about their dreams, reconnect with those dreams, revive those dreams. And during this stage of life, even though you may not need income from the business, perhaps do something that is a challenge, gives you something to build. Maybe there's a social aspect to it. And of course, there might be some financial benefit at the end of the day. But of course, we don't want to strap ourselves financially and during our retirement years get into a financial strain in the pursuit of a dream. This is the Delaware Retiree Connection. You're listening to your host, Len. We'll be right back after a short break.
It's easy for the markets to throw our retirement portfolio off kilter. But with a little guidance, we can get things back on track. Len is here to help. Give him a call today at 302-501-7711.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Welcome to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking today about entrepreneurism in retirement, and it's my privilege to have with me Debbie Gross. Debbie is a certified health coach and a Juice Plus representative. Welcome, and thank you for joining us, Debbie.
Well, thank you, Len. I'm just so honored that you would invite me.
Well, I've known you for a little while, and actually for quite a while, for I guess about 30 years. We've kind of lost contact, and we reconnected just a few years ago. It's for the benefit of our listeners. So I've known Debbie a while, but it hasn't been in the context of what we're talking about today that I've known her before. But it's nice to reconnect with you, Debbie, and I'd like to find a little bit about what you're doing in this stage of your life as you're in your, what most people would call, maybe retirement years. I understand that you are a Juice Plus representative. I'd like to find a little bit about Juice Plus, What is the company's mission statement and what is the company all about? What are you all trying to accomplish?
Well, thank you, Len. You know, this is a company with a heart. It's described as a company with a heart, but their mission is to give the best whole food product to the marketplace. And what they deliver are raw fruits and vegetables in capsules. And they also have a protein shake that is plant-based. But their mission is to give the best possible things for their customer, and we're seeing people's lives really improve through it.
You know, this whole food concept is kind of a buzzword. It's kind of a, you know, sort of thing now. How long has the company been around, and what's its reach, and what has the company accomplished over this period of time?
Right. Well, they've been around for 50 years. And, you know, when you talk about a buzzword, people are looking for something that works. And vitamins are not the thing that seem to be, you know, helping to prevent chronic illness. And the reality is that when you get the whole food, you get all the phytonutrients, all the phytochemicals, all the antioxidants, exactly as it comes out of the food, and your body knows exactly what to do with it.
Yeah, you had shared with me the tagline. What's the company's tagline?
Oh, the next best thing to fruits and vegetables.
You know, it's interesting with all the technology that we have surrounding us, how there's this big trend going back to nature and things that are just plain and simple. And sometimes that's difficult to do. And I suppose that's what Juice Plus does.
Yes. And, you know, the reason that's important is you want something that's going to be absorbed by your body. When you eat an apple, you know, it goes into your blood system, your bloodstream, and it doesn't have to think, well, what am I going to do with this? When you take in a vitamin, these are isolated nutrients, and your body is looking for where are the other missing parts, because it doesn't contain everything.
Now, that's interesting. I think one of the reasons we have maybe some health issues and things that, you know, I never recall seeing growing up people with like peanut allergies. I don't recall that. I just kind of think that with all the technology and engineering and processing, I think your body takes this food in and kind of doesn't know what to do with it. And I'm sort of the opinion that maybe a lot of these autoimmune diseases that are out could be your body just being confused in what it's even supposed to do with the things it takes in.
Well, that's a good observation, Len.
So, Debbie, how does Juice Plus make its product and really, you know, how can people have confidence that this isn't just, I call it hocus pocus. There's so much out there. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, there's so much stuff out there and consumers are confused. I get confused. You know, what vitamins, what supplements do I take? Is it helpful or maybe is it maybe even harmful to me?
Right. Well, that's a really good question. The two things you want to know, does it get into the body and does it do good things for the body? And that's where Juice Plus really checks those two boxes. It gets into the body. It is bioavailable. They have over 11 different published studies on this in medical journals to say that it does get into the body. It's absorbed and that it does good things. They are the most researched nutritional product in the world, all over Europe as well as the United States. And their research has been done on heart health, lung health, cardiovascular, diabetes, cancer, all sorts of things. And it just shows that it is doing good things in the body.
And what kind of tests do they do, Debbie?
Well, they do double-blind, placebo-controlled, peer-reviewed, and these are done at major health science centers all over the world, like Yale and MD Anderson in Texas, King's College in London, just a variety of places. Like I said, there are 45 published studies.
That's quite a bit. And for folks who don't know what that means, these are tests that are designed to make sure that there isn't an effect that people think that they're getting results from something, but they actually are getting them because there's a control group that gets a placebo, which is really a nothing pill to try to eliminate that mental effect that people think you're feeling better. So, Debbie, how long have you been representing Juice Plus, and how did you get introduced to it?
Yeah, you know, I was attracted to it. My daughter actually was taking it during her pregnancy, and she told me about it. And then later on, I was also shared this product through a medical doctor, and he was sharing it with his patients, and we became friends. My husband and I were looking for something, and my sister had died of cancer. There were just a variety of reasons that attracted me to it, and the timing was right. So it was 12 years ago, began to take it, and absolutely loved it.
So, Debbie, there's probably some listeners out there, and they're thinking that might be something I'd like to give a try. How can someone know that anyone that's in this field has any training expertise or knows anything about what they're talking about?
Well, I've been certified as a health coach, but most of the Juice Plus representatives have a lot of understanding about this because within the company is a great amount of education. It has attracted some of the most wonderful doctors into the company. And often doctors are looking for something for themselves. The average doctor is not trained in nutrition, but you find ones who have their own health crises and they begin to notice that they need something. And as I mentioned, I was certified as a Dr. Sears wellness coach. Dr. Sears is one of the, he's called America's Pediatrician. He's written over 40 books. And I was certified as a Dr. Sears wellness coach. And I've also attended hours and hours of webinars through the Juice Plus company.
Yeah, it is interesting how you learn more as you get into business. This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Debbie Gross, a Juice Plus representative. And Debbie, I'd like to just ask you to let people know how they can contact you in case some folks have some questions, some general nutrition question, or if they really would like to try the product, if they like to be interested in really what you do.
All right. They can contact me at my business number, 302-492-2444. And the other way they can contact me is through my personal website, debbiegross.juiceplus.com. And I spell my name with a Y, D-E-B-B-Y.
Debbie, tell me, please, if someone were to want to get involved in Juice Plus as a representative, how does that work? Because this is a network structure of a business model, is it not?
Yes, it is. If they wanted to get involved with a company, they can go through me as a Juice Plus representative. But it is structured as a in four business models. It is network marketing, but it's also direct sales. It's one-on-one with your clients. It is also like a franchise because of the systems in place that they have and all of the tremendous amount of research. But it's a bit like corporate in that they do provide a benefits package, a full benefits package to their leadership positions. So it can become a career.
Talk a little bit about your typical customer. Who might be interested in Juice Plus's products?
Well, the typical customer is someone who is tuned into health and wanting to improve their health or just maintain their health to prevent chronic illness. I mean, most people come to realize that they don't get the recommended 7 to 13 servings of raw fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. So my typical customer could be someone young or someone old. It just depends on as their need is.
And so you said it doesn't matter about the age, but they all, I think, would probably have some kind of an interest in eating healthier and being healthier, maybe realize that they're just not getting what they need to get.
Exactly.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your successes and accomplishments, if you would, and we're going to take a break right after you do that.
Well, thank you, Len. You know, it's been a surprising journey for me. We've moved to one of the top leadership positions in the company, and that means that we are helping a lot of people with their help through our business, through our team. And I'm very proud of that because We serve quite a lot of customers, and these are people whose stories have changed significantly. I have one woman even down the street here who has seen the autoimmune disease that she had. It no longer shows up in the blood work. And, you know, a variety of other folks that share their stories with me.
And so it gives you really a sense of success and accomplishment and really has become part of your identity, Debbie, I'm sure. And we'll talk a little bit about that in our next segment. Thanks for listening. This is the Delaware Retiree Connection. We'll be right back.
Feel like life's got you on the back foot? A little help with financial positioning from a professional can go a long way to help you set up for the retirement you've been dreaming of. If you'd like some help, give Len a call at 302-501-7711.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back here at the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking about entrepreneurism in retirement, and I'm here with Debbie Gross, certified health coach and Juice Plus representative. You know, retirement is that stage of life where I say you have unlimited discretionary time, and you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want with your time. You can recreate all day. You can pursue different hobbies, pleasures, travels, business pursuits, things you haven't had time for while you're working. And I suppose, Debbie, you started your business at one time thinking maybe it's a good source of income or a way to increase your source of income. I'd like to find a little bit about that, but maybe morphed into something bigger than that. So I'd love to hear your story about really why did you get involved in a business and what does the business mean to you now that you're quote unquote in your retirement years?
All right. Thank you, Len. I did start the business while I was actually full-time teaching, and it just morphed into something that began to grow. And I could see that this could really provide a stable income for us in retirement. And I found that it was so much fun connecting with people and learning. I was growing in my understanding of health and nutrition. I became certified as a health coach. And I enjoyed so much the connection with people, helping them find what they needed and encouraging them in healthy lifestyles.
Well, I'm so glad you said that because, you know, the Delaware Retiree Connection is all about connecting people.
And I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, you do provide a service for folks and you provide product to them, but you provide a connection. I'd like to press into that a little bit and talk a little bit about that connection that you have through your business with others and how that makes you part of who you are and how is that part of your identity?
Oh, thank you, Len. Well, it is very much part of my identity. You know, the name of my team is actually called Team Life Changers, and it's about the people. It's about what they need. And so I've really come to be a better listener, to listen to what people need. And I routinely call my customers and check in on them, but just ask how they're doing and find out what's going on in their life. It's not just about the product. It's about what changes it may be making in their life and trying to help them, you know, get the most out of their life.
At Delaware Retiree, we talk about core soul needs. Core soul needs include your identity, life purpose, peace, and love. And those are indispensable parts of who we are or what we need in our lives. So I'd like to ask you, and you know, we can't get to this in detail, but in those categories, identity, life purpose, peace, and love, how does your involvement as an entrepreneur, a business owner, help you meet these core soul needs?
Well, I enjoy what I do because it is about others. It's not about me. And I want to show love to people. And within my own heart, I find that, you know, I am growing in that area of love toward them. And it certainly fills a need for me. This is something that I enjoy so much, and the success that we've seen, because I'm not only serving customers, but I'm seeing my team grow and seeing them develop.
Now, I think it's so important. One of the things that I see that people are missing in their lives when they retire, they talk about what they are no longer. So, Debbie, if I could just use as an example, you could retire and you can say, I'm a retired school teacher, which is code for that's something I'm not anymore. But what are you? Well, you could talk about things, you know, you do, whatever, you know, you have interests in. But when you have a business and that's part of your identity, that becomes an important part of who you are. And it's something that you can really have tentacles for other parts of your lives, other parts of your life. So could you talk a little bit more about how being a business owner, an entrepreneur here in your, quote, retirement years, how does that really affect your life and how you feel about yourself and your identity?
Well, thank you, Len. You know, we all want to do something that matters. We want to do something of significance. And, you know, retirement is a great period in your life. But having something that you're excited about is what it's all about, I have to say. I just enjoyed this time in my life so much. And the other thing is I feel like I'm growing. I'm learning every day and becoming and wanting to get better at what I do, but better at who I am.
I love the idea of becoming. If you check out Delaware Retiree, talk to my listeners here, go to DelawareRetiree.com. And when you go onto the website, you will find the list of articles. Look for the article called Becoming. I think you would find that interesting because the idea of becoming is retirement is that stage of life where you can pursue things that maybe you didn't have time to pursue while you're working full-time and having a family. And if you have a growth mindset during retirement, you can become a fuller person, a more complete person in parts of your life that, quite frankly, maybe you didn't have a chance to before. I'm speaking with Debbie Gross, Juice Plus representative. And Debbie, tell folks your website in case people like to connect with you through the website.
Well, thank you, Len. My website is Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y, Gross, .juiceplus.com.
Debbie, you talk about connection between you and your team, folks who are involved in the business as well. But I'd like to talk just a little bit about connection between you and your customers, people who just buy a product for you, from you. Talk how would that engagement work? So someone contacts you and says, hey, Debbie, I heard you on the radio program, or so-and-so told me about your products and about what you do. I'd like to learn a little bit about that. So to talk me through that process of you meeting up with someone and maybe them trying the product and how they will become a customer of yours with Juice Plus.
Right. Well, the first thing that I like to do is ask them about themselves. What are their health needs? And what is their level of interest? And then I like to share education with them and decide what would be the best plan for them. And as they commit to starting with Juice Plus, fruits, vegetables, berries in a capsule, help them with that beginning so that they are successful, and that as they see success, ask them and help them to think of what are some simple changes you might want to add to this as you feel better. The first thing people notice is they have more energy. I think that is the big draw. They begin to feel better, and then maybe they can add some exercise. So one thing at a time is what I try to help them with.
That's great. So it's not just nutrition. It's really a whole life approach. So you did answer a question I was actually going to ask you is, how do you make people's lives better? And why would your customers want to engage with you? You had said that it really starts with nutrition and having more energy. But talk a little bit more about where that takes them. Where does that take their life, the fact that they have more energy and they feel better about themselves?
Well, when you feel better, then you can do the things that you want to do, whether it's walk or ride a bike or just engage in activities that you enjoy, golf. When you don't have energy, those are things that you think about and you just don't get to. But the first step here is to have a healthy nutritional foundation. And then the other changes can more easily come. One simple change at a time is what I really encourage.
That's great, very empowering. You also engage with folks who are part of your business. You call part of your team people who are also representatives with Juice Plus. So what would drive people to engage with you, and how would you make those folks' lives better?
Well, there are a variety of reasons why people might get involved. They might get involved because they need a little bit of income. They might get involved because they're so excited about the product and they just want to share it. They might want to get involved because they love the community. We have such a powerful, positive community, and it is about serving. It is about serving our customers, but lifting each other up. So there's a variety of reasons why people get involved.
Sounds like it's a lot of fun making money together and just enjoying life together. I think that sounds like a pretty good combination. Debbie, talk a little bit about your life goals, hopes, and dreams and how Juice Plus is tied to that. I'd like to find a little bit about how you see this becoming a really maybe even and more important part of your life.
Well, thank you, Len. My husband and I are very involved in ministry. We are, we've been missionaries in Africa in between my teaching and his pastoral work. So our life has been very fluid with what we do. And the business gives me flexibility of income to do more things, to be more involved in ministry, but to just have the ability to come alongside of folks, that friends of ours, contacts of ours in Africa, to be able to encourage them in an entrepreneurial way and just in a ministerial way. So this financially for us has become just a real provision and a stable and strong monthly income.
Well, that's really wonderful. And being missionaries, I'm sure you live many years of tight financial times. So now in retirement, it's nice to have a little extra income. And I'd like to just mention to our listeners, you know, if you have some kind of a passion for business, you know, I'd like to encourage you to pursue it. You know, you don't want to spend a lot of money getting your business up and running, but I would encourage you, if you retire and you have some kind of passion, something that you've been interested in doing, go for it. And if you are maybe looking for some extra income opportunities, maybe you want to reach out to Debbie. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back. We'll be talking about your identity, and we'll be talking about how you can make retirement much more fulfilling when we come right back.
It's easy for the markets to throw our retirement portfolio off kilter, but with a little guidance, we can get things back on track. Len is here to help. Give him a call today at 302-501-7711.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking about entrepreneurism in retirement and how, for some folks, this might be a wonderful thing to engage in. Retirement is that stage of life where we have unlimited discretionary time to do whatever we want to do. We can recreate. We can have fun. I call it just engage in fun and games. We could work if we want to. We can get a job someplace. We can pursue intellectual pursuits, really just about anything. So when we think about entrepreneurism in retirement, people often say, why would I ever want to do that? Well, you may not want to do that. But you know, there are many things that entrepreneurism can stimulate. There are many benefits to that that might be a reason why to start a business. And we're not talking maybe a big fledgling business. It might be something that is perhaps even just more of a hobby than a business. And it might be a hobby that has some financial gain opportunity to it. So the financial part of it could be fairly important. Usually for folks when they're retired, the financial part of it is not important, but let's set aside the financial considerations in starting a business or being an entrepreneur and talk about the whole idea of
core soul needs. You know, we all have things in our hearts, in our lives that are particularly important to us, things that drive us, that are really essential for our sense of fulfillment, our sense of accomplishment, our sense of who we are even. And those core soul needs that I have identified in my studies of literature and talking to many people walking this planet for a number of years, the core soul needs that I've identified are identity, life purpose, peace, and love. These are parts of our lives that are indispensable that we have a need to have fulfilled to have things be truly fulfilling in our lives, a sense of wholeness. We need each of those areas. And so my challenge to our listeners is to think about those core soul needs. Again, that identity, who are we? The life purpose, what is the meaning of our lives? What do they amount to? What do they matter? The idea of peace, where things in a very deep-seated sense of everything is just well with our soul. And of course, the area of love, where we're connected with people, we have the meaningfulness in relationships that make life truly fulfilling, are so very important. So how can being an entrepreneur help in these areas? How can being an entrepreneur help us with our sense of identity, life purpose, peace, and love? Well, let's talk a little bit about our identity. You know, when folks retire, very often they look at retirement as something that is no longer true of them. Well, what I mean by that is, when you're retired, what are you retired from? Well, you're retired from your previous occupation, which, to say another way, is I'm not that occupation anymore. And for folks who have really enjoyed their careers and have had a sense of fulfillment and have really identified with who they were in their career, there could be a sense of loss. There could be a sense of missing. They're not that individual anymore. So sometimes being an entrepreneur fills that void that exists when people retire from their workplace. So being an entrepreneur can help that need for identity. When we look at the sense of life purpose, often when people were working, their work provided them a reason to get up every day and accomplish something and to have successes. And retirement is a time of life where a lot of the stresses related to having to perform and having to accomplish things has been relieved, but maybe there's something missing. You know, what am I going to accomplish? What am I going to do? And sure, we enjoy retirement, but some folks are results oriented. Some folks are success minded, and so maybe having a hobby with a financial component to it, or we'll even call it a business, might be something that helps them meet their need for a life purpose, something to accomplish and something to work toward. And so being an entrepreneur can help meet that core soul need of a life purpose. When we look at the area of peace, peace can mean many different things, but you know, for some folks that maybe had a dream in earlier time of their life that never got fulfilled, you know, they might feel that that was something in their life that got away, that's something that they never gave an effort to. And so just by engaging in that dream, giving it a try, might be a very important pursuit, something that they can say, I gave it a try. I never gave up on that dream. And even though I'm here in my retirement years, I'm still pursuing that dream from way back when. And even if that dream doesn't come to fruition, just the fact that you gave that a try and you engaged in it and you gave it your best effort can be a great fulfillment in and of itself. Well, let's talk a little bit about that area of love and that very important area of connection. You know, when we do those things that we we enjoy, we do those things that we love, and we do that with people who we love, that really makes our retirement very full. When we have unlimited discretionary time in our lives, and we can do those things we enjoy most with the people we love, wow, isn't that a fulfillment that is meaningful? So I encourage our listeners to think about, you know, if being entrepreneurial and being involved in some kind of a business venture or starting something new, whether it's a business or maybe it could be a service, it could be a volunteer organization that you start, or maybe even volunteerism that you do. Look for those things in your life that you've had a passion for years ago that maybe you set aside, you just didn't have the time, energy, or maybe financial opportunity to get involved in because you're working. Look at those things that you can connect with that you had a great love for. See how you can involve people that you love with that. And that combination of doing the things you love with the people that you love can help meet your core soul need of love. So here's my challenge out and my call out to listeners to think about your retirement. Look at those things that are truly important to you and how are they being fulfilled. Look at being an entrepreneur, whether it's a business or a hobby or involvement in some organization or some cause, and think about how you can get involved with things that meet your sense of identity, life purpose, peace, and love. This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Thank you for joining us at the Delaware Retiree Connection.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC and SEC Registered Advisory Firm.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at DedicatedFinancialServices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to DedicatedFinancialServices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to DedicatedFinancialServices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.